Chapter 11. Krishna visits two places at the same time. One day, Lord Krishna decided to visit two of his devotees in Mithila. One was the king of Mithila, Bahulasva, and the other was a simple brahmana, Shrutadev. When Krishna arrived in Mithila, along with many holy men, everyone in the city came to greet them with various gifts. Both the great king Bahulasva and the humble brahmana Shrutadev invited the Lord to visit their homes. To please them, Lord Krishna expanded himself and went to both houses at the same time. It was a simple matter for him to visit the king and the brahmana at the same time. After all, Krishna had easily expanded himself into 16,108 forms to marry each of his wives. Even in Vrindavan, he had expanded himself as all the lost cows and cowherd boys. Yet neither the king nor the brahmana knew that the Lord was visiting the house of the other at the same time. Bahulasva's mind and heart were filled with love and affection for the Lord and his associates, and his eyes filled with tears of joy. The king gladly honored the Supreme Lord in his palace and seated him and the sages on comfortable chairs and cushions. He arranged to wash the feet of his divine guests and offered lovely flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, incense, lamps, new clothes, ornaments, cows and bulls. After he fed everyone the finest meal, Bahulasva placed Krishna's lotus feet on his lap. While massaging the Lord's feet, he began to glorify the Lord in a sweet voice. "My dear Lord, kindly bless us by staying in my home a little longer." Lord Krishna could not say no and stayed for a few days more with his loving devotee. At the very same time, in another part of the city, Lord Krishna and the holy men visited the brahmana's humble home. The brahmin danced with joy. With great love and respect, he seated his guests on simple wooden boards and straw mats, welcoming them with fruits, tulsi leaves, kusha straw mats, and lotus flowers. The brahmin's wife cooked simple rice and dal, while his relatives served the meal. Shrutadev's guests were very pleased. The brahmin touched Krishna's feet and said, "My dear Lord, this is not the first time you have blessed me with your darshan. You are the same supreme person who kindly sits in everyone's heart. While the living entity remembers that you are right there with him all of the time, he is happy and peaceful. But if he forgets you, he becomes miserable. He even makes the mistake of looking for happiness somewhere else. If he is lucky, he can meet a pure devotee who can remind him of the real happiness he has lost. When he remembers you again, he begins hearing and talking about you, offering prayers and devotional service, and worshiping you in the temple. His sad heart slowly becomes pure, and he can see you clearly, which makes him happy and peaceful again. My dear Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I am your eternal servant. Therefore, kindly order me. What can I do for you?" Very pleased by the Brahmin's prayers, Lord Krishna said, "My dear Shrutadev, you can put your faith and pure devotees like these holy men here. They are free from the four kinds of sinful activities of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and eating animal flesh. They very kindly make everything pure wherever they go because they teach my devotional service. Worshipping my devotees is even better than directly worshipping me. In this wonderful way, a great king and a poor Brahmin were visited by the Lord at the same time. Because these devotees were pure in heart, Krishna enjoyed each of their visits equally.